Boitzina Tav Mikro. There's for to say, right now a Boitzina, Rashi says it means a glass katan, a small pumpkin, is better than a big pumpkin. Meaning to say, if you have something for sure now, even though if you wait, maybe later grow bigger, so what? I want to use it right now. I know what I have now for sure. So Kohen also, right now the Kohen has this Bechor. When he sells it to the Israel, he has the right to charge regular money. What are you telling me now? He may decide to make it cheaper in order that later maybe the Israel will give him back another Bechor. That's only a suffix if he'll ever get another Bechor or not. Right now it's Vada, he has this meat. So therefore he wasn't afraid that the Kohen will make a cheaper price. No, the Kohen for sure will sell it at the right price. But since it's a sale for the right place, there's no Xeris, there's no Kohen himself, the Vesak Ronis, therefore he held it with Mutter. He holds you allowed to buy a Bechor or for Kohen if it's a Balmum. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Test Samad Aleph on top by the Mishnah. Ma'mirin min ha-boko, min ha-tsoin al ha-boko. You can make tamura from its soins. If you have a sheep, that's a korbin, and you can put it onto behemoth chum of boker of cattle, or else the opposite way, min ha-boko, behemoth of korbin, a korbin of a boker. Al hatzon, you can put a tumura onto a behemoth chulun of sheep, and even on sheep itself, a min hakvosim al izim, or min izim al hakvosim, from lambs onto goats and goats onto lambs. Min haschorm, if the behemoth kotchim was a zocher, was a male, al nekevus onto behemoth chulun of nekeva, or min hanekevus al haschorm, also the behemoth kotchim was nekeva, you can put the kedusha tumura onto a zocher, onto behemoth chulun of zocher. Min hatmimim, if the first korban, the behemoth was a tam, he could put his kedusha al bali mum, and he can make tumura onto a behemoth chulin at a bal mum. We'll soon see psukim for this. And the chiddush is min bali mumin. Even if the korban itself is a bal mum now, but still he can make tumura from it al atmimim onto behemoth. That's a tam. Shenem, because the pasuk says lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisoi toiv bara oira b'toiv. Do not exchange it. There's a law for tumura. Do not exchange it. Either toiv bara, good with bad, or rabba toiv. So that's both ways, whether the korban is a balmum and the behemoth chulin is a tam, or the opposite way, whether the behemoth kachim is a tam and the behemoth chulin is a balmum. Now the Mishnah explains, v'yozel toiv bara, what's called it, that you're taking a toiv, means you're taking a behemoth chulin now that's toiv, and you want to make a tumur on a behemoth's korban that's ra. What does that mean to say ra? It means bali mumin, where the korban is a bal mum, but shekodam hakadeshin es mumon. It has to be that first that behemoth has a kedusha. That you mark the shirik kedusha saguf. You made this behemoth, left into behemoth a korban oilo. And then later became a bal mum. So even though it's a bal mum now, but since the kedusha saguf is already chal, before you make pidyon on it, the kedusha saguf is still on it. And therefore, you can still make tumura. Then, let's say metchila your maktish behemoth balmum, so it's never chalik duchas aguf on it. Then you cannot make tumura on it through behemoth chulin. Now the Gemara says, no, and immediately, how do we know the story of the Mishnah that you can make tumura on one min for another min? The Tana Rabban one like this. In the pasuk it says behemoth by behemoth. It says it twice the lashon behemoth. The pasuk says loyach lifenu v'lo yomer roisoi toiv baro oira b'toiv. It says v'yimhomir yomir, and the pasuk says behema. Behema v'yihu usmirasi yekodesh. It says a double lashon of behema behema. So now the Gemara says, mikan from here we learn out shememirim min hatzon ala boker. You can make tamura from sheep or onto boker onto cattle, or min haboker if the cattle is what's korbin ala tzon onto behema skulun of sheep. From an akvosim al izim on lambs to goats, from an izim al akvosim from goats to lambs, from an aschorim al nekevus, from an akevus al azgorim, from an balimumim al atimimim. If the korban is a balmum, still you can make tumura onto behemoth chulin that's a tamimim. Or min atimimim, if the korban is a tam, you can make tumura al balimumim. Even though the behemoth chulin now is a balmum, still it's chal kedusha on it. Yochel, I would have thought to say if so, I feel koda muma legdeshon. Let's look at Chilu when you first maktish this behemoth. There was a mum kavur on it first, and then you will maktish it. So even though it's not chalak gedushas aguf on it, maybe still since it has a gedushas domim like on it, if you make tumura from this onto another behemoth chulin, maybe it's still chal some type of gedusha, and you would be over the lab of tumura. Talmud Loim, and this note, the Pasuk says, Lo Yachlifenu, do not exchange it, Lo Yom, don't make Tmuroi Soy, Toiv Vera, Oy Rabbe Toiv, Bad and Good, and good into bad and bad into good. Now, v'yeze toy bara, what's called toy bara, that the bali mumim shakodet hegdeshen es mumim. That we say, when the pasuk says, v'yeze toy bara, it means only in a case where the korban first had the kedusha on it, and then it became a bal mumim. That's called bali mumim shakodet hegdeshen es mumim. Zemora still says, my tamuda, but how do you know from this pasuk though? Maybe Ra means Ra completely, maybe it means Ra, even though you first makpish a Baal Mum. How do you know to say only in the case where you makpish a Tmimim, and then it became a Baal Mum? So Mora said, the Shafana Maskana is Om Rabbi, Abai learns, Neima Kro Loyach Lifenu, Vlo Yomir Oisoi Toiv Baro, Oi Rabbi, the Bosa just should have said, do not make Tmurom Toiv Bara, good onto bad, Oi Ra, something bad, boy in it. B'toyv achrin alomli, was the boss you have to say the extra word b'toyv, the last word, or ra b'toyv is extra. Ishramina, that's a proof to teach us, it means to teach us is, that toyv may ikri oise tumura. If the korban was first toyv, meaning to say when you were makdashid, it was a tam, then very good, then it's chal kedusha. And then late, even though it becomes a baal mum, if you make tumura on it, the tumura is chal. But Rama Yikrov Lechatchilun's Behema was a Baal Mum when you first makdish it, so it was never Chalak Kedusha Zaguf on it, Eino Yisrael Tzmura. Then you cannot make Tzmura, cannot take the Kedusha off it, put it onto another Behema. You cannot make Tzmura. Rava Omar, Rava says a little bit different. Rava says, no, Tavayu Toiv Yisurei Miyasri. Abayi says, both words Toiv are extra. The Pasuk did not have to say the word Toiv at all. According to Tim Razo, in came so, Nichta Kro, the cleric just could have written, Loyach Lifen of Lo Yomeroi Soy, do not exchange it, do not make Tumura, Bara, a rabbi, do not exchange it onto something bad, or else a rabbi, is so lovely the Mikta of Tavayu Toiv, I can first have to say twice the word Toiv, it says Lo Yomeroi Soy, Toiv Bara, a rabbi Toiv, just should have said Lo Yomeroi Soy Toiv, or else, Oi Ra, what, Lo Yomeroi Soy, yeah, Ra, so what do I have to say the word Toiv, Toiv twice for? So it says according to Rava, Chad, one time it says the word Toiv to teach us Afilu B'Toiv Nami, Kimei Meloki, that even though you take your Behemas Chulin, which is a Tam, and you make a Tumura from a Behemas Korban, which is also a Tam, even though both of them were Tmimim, still you're over allowed. The guy would have thought to say, since both of them are fit to have Kedusha, maybe there's no Aveir altogether. Kamash Mulam, yes, even Toiv on Toiv, you're over allowed to get Malkus. And then Rava holds the Edith Toiv. What's supposed to say a second time the word Toiv? Teaches this Rosha that Mi'ikroi Oise Tmura, Edith Toiv Mi'ikroi Oise Tmura. If the Behema, the Korbin was first the Tam, when you were Makdashid, so was Chalik, Dushas Aguf on it, then you could make Tumur even though it becomes a Baal Mum. But Rama Yikrif, if when you were first Makdashid's Behema, it was already a Baal Mum, so it was never Chalik, Dushas Aguf, and I said Tumura. That's the way Rebbe learns the Drosh of Chan from our Mishnah. For Abayim, Abayim says, no, I don't need, like, this first Drosh would you use for Tev, I don't need it for Drosh. For Abayim, Akal V'chaim, Akal V'chaim, what if the behema korban became a baal mum? And now you take a behema, and you make tumur on it. So really, the choir would think you're doing something good. Because instead of having the baal mum, you make now a behema tam to become kodesh. So that's called komalilei. You're making it better. Still, you get malchus. If so, toiv v'toiv. When you take a good behema schulim and make a tumura onto a good korban, the chiyadodin, you know, they're both equal, lekol shechein aloki, isn't it for sure this should be b'chal the lab of tumura? Therefore, Abayi holds the first word, toiv, is not extra. Then, echnami, I do not need the drosha for this. I know from a kal b'chayma. Rava says, no, this is not called a good kal b'chayma. Because the klal is, ein oinshin men adin, like even though you have a kal b'chayma, but Abayi holds, you cannot give a punishment through a din kal b'chayma. Therefore, to get Malkus, need a posse to teach us. That's the cloud of Ein Oinshin Min Adin. The Abayi, the Gemara, the Chura Rav is right. The Gemara Malkus brings down a lot of psukim for this, a lot of drushes that we hold Ein Oinshin Min Adin. So Gemara says, Abayi says back here, it's different. The Abayi Omeloch, oh, this case of here by Tumuram, Lav Dino, it's not really a Kavu Chayim to teach us, you get Malkus. It's just it's a svara, it's a gila milsa biyama, just explaining to us that migora toiv mira, is it any better toiv than ra? It's the same svara. The Rashi explains, according to Abaye, it's only gila milsa biyama, that this is included in the lava of tamura. Rashi says, ela agluya milsa biyama is coming to uncover tishas. He Taicha the Golu Kro the Naki Atayv the Chulin Kivimibo Rajas the Torah says Taicha Behem Atayv the Chulin the over Malk is taken onto a korban of Ra is the same as for a ploy is Taicha the Taicha. So it's not a Einshim in Adin, it's only Gilu Mil Sabiyamam, therefore I do not need the extra word Taicha. If it was good according to Bayi, only one word Taicha is extra, and that Taicha teaches our Joshinam that after the Behemoth Balmun can make tamura only where first there was a time when you were makdish it. Now the Gemara says, "Funny, Rabbanu learn like this." The pasuk says, "Lo yachli senu." So we darshin v'shelach erim. Even on somebody else's korban, there's a law for you to make tamura. We'll soon see what that means. Then it says, "Lo yomer roisoi v'shelatma." Even on your own, there's also a law of tamura. So who are the two laws? Me lo yachli senu v'lo yomer roisoi. We'll soon see. At the beginning of the Omid, after the first time we had, so he asked the question that why did the first Mishnah say you only get Malchus once? The Chur, there are two Lavim, you should get twice Malchus. So one Teretz says, well, then Echlam, you do get twice Malchus. Another Teretz, like we'll soon see here, we dash each one for separate Joshes. So verse is like this. The Licht of Le'ach Lefenu, let the Torah just say Le'ach Lefenu. Le'iboy Le'yomros, I do not need the second Lav of Le'yomor, I say. Samara says, no, Ikos of Akhotor, we've just written the Lashon of Tamura. With Lashon Le'ach Lefenu. Havamin, I would have thought to say, Teitzei Zu, but Ikone Zu. Who did Toki? When do you get Malchus only when you say Lashon of Chalipa means that you have your Behemoth Chulun here, and you say Chalipa means I want to take the Kedusha off the Korbin and put it onto this Behemoth. So you have a Lashon of taking the Kedusha off that one and putting it on here, maybe that's where you get Malchus. Even though it doesn't help, Avadi, you can't take the Kedusha off the first one. Once the Kedusha is book is Chal, you can't take it off. But since that's the Lashon that you said, taking off that one, putting it on here, maybe that's where you get Malchus. Up in the case where you make real tamura, tamura just means you say you want both to be kaddish. The tavayu kamekachlu, you mean both to remain kaddish. Amel alaki, maybe there will be no makas altogether. Is kamashma, that's when the pasuk lo yomino. Even though you say blush and tamura, also you get makas. Now the Gemara asks the question: Hi b'shelacherim hechidami. How does the brayser start off? The loyach lifeno means even b'shelacherim somebody else's carbon. How can it be with someone else's korban? In them, if you want to tell me, it means behema. To hegdish today, it's talking your behema that you your korban. But the chulun the yama, somebody else's behema is chulun that you're making tumura and you're saying zu takazu. So Mora says, mimotzi matnish, do you have a right to make the other one's behema kodish? Like a body can't make tumura on it. The pasuk says, ish ki yagdish es beisve kodish lashem. The person is matnish his own house, amar rachmona. So we dash like this. Ma beis is just like your own house. Rishus is in your rishus. Av kol rishus, anything known as in your rishus, you can make tumur on. But not on something you can make hegdish on it. Tumur is like hegdish. But something that doesn't belong to you, you can't make a hegdish on it. So you can't make tumur either. So on the behemoth chun of somebody else, you can't make that tumura. Veal of the Bryce must be talking about behemoth, the hegdish di alma. It means somebody else's korban. But the chun today, but it's your behemoth chun, and you're taking your behemoth chun and saying zu takazu. So you want to make tumura chal on your behemoth chulun. Mor says, no. Me mitzvahs, could you be tofas, means take the kedusha off another korban and put it onto your behemoth chulun. But dover shenish lo, it doesn't belong to you. Like tumura is only chal if you're the bailam. You have to own the korban. Otherwise you can't make tumura, you can't be mitzvahs kedusha with somebody else's korban either. So Mor says, the case is talking about the yerlim, the behemoth, the hegdish diyam, and the chlam. We're talking about it's somebody else's korban. For the chulun the day, and it's your behemoth chulun. You want to put tumor on your behemoth chulun. The question was, if you don't know the korban, the korban, how could you be matfis kedushin somebody else's korban? Because the case is talking about the yom amor the behemoth, the hegdish, that the owner that owns this behemoth kodshim, the one that owns the korban elam, the owner says like this. Whoever wants to come and make tumura for my name, I give them a shus. So by saying this lashon of kol ha'roitza, it's like you're making them a mixas bailis to get to the din tumura. So therefore, it's chal, therefore you couldn't make tumura on your behemoth chulin from that one's carbon, since that person gave you rishus to use it to make tumura. So according to one teretz in place in the Beis Amar Aleph, the reason why you don't get two times malchus from these two psukim, these two words of loyach lefenu v'lo yomor, because one line was to teach us b'chlal tumura, the second line was to teach us this chiddush, that in case if you take your behemoth kulin onto somebody else's korban, loyach lefenu, you can do it also in such a case where the person says, choloroit salahomir is yovei v'yema. Now the Mishnah says, memirin echod b'shnayim shnayim b'yechod. You can make tumura. Echod means one behemoth chulin, b'shnayim on two kabanas, and shnayim b'yechod. You can take two behemoth chulin and make a tumura from one behemoth, one carbon. Echod b'meya, you can take tumura one from 100. Meaning one behemoth chulin, you could say zu tachas 100 behemoth kabonis, and takachal tumura on this behemoth. That's called echod b'meya. Or meya b'yechod, you could take 100 behemoth chulin and say all them zu tachas, this one carbon you have. Rabbi Shimon Imano, ein memirin ela echod b'yechod. That's why you're going to take one behemoth chulin next to one carbon and say zu tachas zu. Shnemer, the pasuk says, for Yehu Usmurasa Yiya Kodesh, that this and the Tumura should remain called Kodesh. So Mahu, just like Hu means the first carbon you start off with, Miyuchad, said Lashon Hu, Mashm is this one carbon, is Af He Miyuchadis. I guess it should be the Shita says, Af Tumurasai, the Tumurasa, the Behemoth School, also has to be Miyuchadis one, that's only one for one. Now the Gemara says, "Minu an emili." How do we know Pshat Tanakhama that you can make a few for one or one for a few? The Torah Rabban wrote like this: when the pasuk says, "Behema ba behema," is mikan from these words we learn out by tumura shememir in echad bebeis. You can take one behema schulin and make tumura from two kabanas, or also beis you can take two behema schulin and make it biechad from one carbon. Echad bemeya may biechad. That's from this double lashon of behema ba behema. Rabbi Shimon says back, no, ain memirin, you can't make tumuri alechod b'yechod, one for one. Shinema, because the pasuk says, behema ba behema, for loy behema ba behema, so not one behema from a few behemas. It doesn't say the word behemas here, it only says, ba behema, mashma, only one for one. The loy behema, so behema, doesn't say a few behemas into one, because mashma, only one for one, and not one for a few, or few for one. Omuloi, and this becomes the doctrine of Shimino, Omuloi, Motsinu Behemos, Shakri Behemos. Sometimes even though the Apostle says the word Behemos, it means Behemos, it means a few. Siros, the double Lashon of Behemos, but Behemos means a few for a few. Shem is a Apostle in Yerna that says, U Behemos Rabba. The Lashon of Behemos, it means Rabba lot, see many Behemos are called Behemos. Rabbi Shimon answers back and says, no, Behemos Rabbi, true, it's called the Behemos Rabba, that means a lot. But behema stam ala yikri, when the Torah or the prophet says stam, the word behema smash only one and not a few. Now the Gemara says the time of the Rav Shimon mishum behemu, is it true that's the Rav Shimon svara? The prophet only says the word behema, not behemais. For a time of the Rav Shimon mishum who, and now Mr. Rav Shimon dashes from the prophet of Bahayu who usmuros, the word who smash mo one. But he says mahu miyuchid af tmuras miyuchedis miyikra, it has to be only one and not two. Samaritans like this. Mikara Amalai Rabbi Shimon Min Vahayu Usmurasa. It's like a true. At the beginning, Rabbi Shimon first said the Pshat like it says in the Mishnah. But Vichichazi the Dash Rabbanim Mi Behema Ba Behemam. When Rabbi Shimon saw that the Rabbanim make their drasha, that a few for a few helps. From this word of this Pasuk of Behema Ba Behemam. Amalai Rabbi Shimon said back to them, Iyu, he says, no, Mayhasim Nami Mitzinu Amen of Time of the Day, from your Pasuk I go good for being approved to myself. That the Pasuk only says Behema Ba Behema, and that's Behemais, not for you, only one for one. So, Ilham Shimon has two Pshatim, two Rayas for his Pshat. Now the Gemara says, Amir Rosh Lakish says, Moidi Rabbi Shimon, Shimon thou agrees, Shema Mirin Vachoizu Mamirin. That let's say you have your carbon, one carbon. You take first one behemoth chulin and say zu taka zu. So it's chal tmur on this behemoth chulin. Now if you take a second behemoth chulin next to the first carbon, you can make tmur a second time. As long as at each time it's one for one, it's chal tmur. Kohen's Rav Shimon just can't do two for one or one for two. As long as it's one for one, you can keep on going. My time, what's the reason? Kedusha Rishon and the Hegdish, Lechon Ocha, like this first Korban Eila. Even though you made Tamura once on the Behemoth Chulin, nothing happens on the Behemoth Chulin, the Behemoth Eila. It's still a Korban Eila. So to make a second Tamura, why not? That's Meshkakish Svara. However, Rabbi Yechanan says no. Rabbi Yechanan, no ma'am. Kishen, Shein, Mamirin, Beis, Beyechod. The same way you can't make Tamura, two Behemoths in one, two Behemoths Chulin and one Korban. Cain, the same thing implies, Eim Amirin, Lechazim Amirin. That once you make Tamura once, that's it. The din of Tamura is only one shot. Once you use up the Kayach of Tamura once, you can't do it a second time. That's the Rabbi Yechanan Lam Pshat in Rabbi Shimon. Samara says, Tanya Kavosta Rabbi Yechanan, and Tanya Kavosta Shlad, Rabbi Yechanan Brides of the both of them. Tanya Kavosta Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan proved to Rabbi Yechanan. That it tells clearly, Kishem, Shem Amirin Echad, Bishnam, the same way you can't take one Behemoth Chulin onto two Kabonis. Kach ein mamirin v'chazim mamirin. You can't do it twice. Tomorrow once and tomorrow a second time, you can't do it. So that's a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. And time you can bust the Rosh Hashanah being approved to Rosh Lakish. So like this. Yochai would have thought to say, Kishem shem Reb Shimon, shem mamirin shenayim v'yechon. The same way Reb Shimon says that you can't make tomorrow shenayim v'yechon to behemoth chulin from one korban. Kach, the same halacha applies. A mamirin v'chayzim mamirin, you can't do it one after another. Just like you can't do it together, two behemoth chulin, you can't do it zacha zeh. So the Yechanan learned up, Shan Reb Shimon was, that there's only one kayach of tumura on the korban. And once you use it up once, you can't do it a second time. So that's the right way Reb Yechanan learned Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosta, Rosh Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan proved to Rosh Lakish, it says no, that Yochai would have thought to say, Kishem Shem Reb Shimon, Shem Namirin Shinaim B'yechad, maybe the same Reb Shimon says you can't take two behemoth chulin and make tamura together from one korban. Maybe Kachem Namirin Mechaisen Namirin, if you take one behemoth chulin and make tamura from the korban, and then you can't do it a second time on a new korban behemoth, on a new animal to make another time tamura, maybe not. Talmud Lam, the Pasuk teaches us, V'ayuhu Usmurasai. Mashma filu b'meya, even 100 times. Lo yus merasim means keep on going as many times as you want to. You could keep on making tamura. And the mashma filu b'meya, even 100 times. So good. That's the machlekes of Yechon and Rosh Lakish. Now the Gemara says, boy, you're Rav Avin has to shout like this. The divrei yomer, according to the one that says, ein memirin v'chayzne memirin. According to Rabbi Yechon, the learns shout in Reb Shimon that when you make tamura once, that's it. You cannot make tamura a second time from the same korban. If so, what's going to be? Hifrish Oshem l'schapaboy. This Reuven did a chet, so he was mafrish korban Oshem for his kapara, for hemaboy. And then this Reuven made tamura, he had his korban Oshem, and took a behemoth school next to him, and he said, Zu tachazu.